In this lesson, we are going to study adverbs. An adverb qualifies a verb. And as we'll see in a moment, it qualifies it in three different ways. It should be noted that in some instances it also qualifies an adjective. But just like its name implies, an adverb, it adds to or qualifies a verb by telling place, time, or manner in which something is done. So in this short lesson, we're going to introduce you to adverbs and do a reading of our text. Then next week, be ready for liquid verbs. Adverbs are formed in two ways. Adverbs are formed from a corresponding adjective. When formed from a corresponding adjective, it is formed from the genitive plural. When formed from the genitive plural, the nu of the genitive plural is changed to a sigma. Here's the example. Kalos is the adjective that means good. The genitive plural of kalos is kalon. The adverbial form is kalos. Notice the nu is replaced by the sigma. Kalos means good. That is kalos, the adjective. Kalos, the adverb, means well, the way in which something is done. You did that well. Secondly, the second way in which adverbs are formed, adverbs are also not formed from a corresponding adjective, but are formed on their own stem. When formed on their own stem, they tell three things. First of all, place. It's called adverb of place. For instance, the adverb anophen, from above, would be an adverb of place. It tells time, once upon a time. It tells what time reference. That's called the adverb of time. The third thing that it tells us is the manner in which something is done. Something could be done well. Adverbs are indeclinable. The only way that you can trace an adverb is if it is formed off of a corresponding adjective. You can trace it back to that adjective. But if an adverb is formed on its own stem, it is indeclinable. You can't trace it back. It's formed on its own stem and stands on its own. Here are three vocabulary words as examples. Ude means not even. U, the particle, negative particle, not, and the conjunction de, not even. Now you remember in lesson 21, we discussed with you that ude used with another ude within a sentence is translated neither nor. We'll see that in our reading for today. Opiso is a second adverb, and it means after, or more literally, behind. Adverb of place, behind, or after. Popote, at any time. This would be an adverb of time. Exercise 1, the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read John 1, 1-18, and study the adverbs in the text. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 37 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on adverbs, page 67, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. Beginning with line 1. N-R-K, in beginning. Ain was imperfect tense verb showing continuous existence. Hologos, the word. Kai, conjunction and. Hologos, the word. Logos is a second declension noun, nominative singular masculine, the subject of the sentence. The word ain was, again showing continuous existence in the past. Pros ton theon, with God. Pros showing equality. Pros, the preposition with the accusative, ton theon being the accusative of theos, again a second declension noun. Line 3. Kai theos. Now the word theos is in the nominative case and it becomes the subject. And God was ain showing continuous existence in the past. Hologos, the word. That's very important. God was always in the past the word. It's interesting because here in John's Gospel he's presenting the fact that the word became flesh. God always was the Word, even before He became flesh. Reference Genesis chapter 1, when God spoke everything into existence. He is the Word of God. Line 3, verse 2. Houtos, the near demonstrative pronoun, this one. Remember, a pronoun takes the place of a noun. Its antecedent is logos, the Word. This word, this one, ain was, NRK, in beginning, pros ton theon, with the God. Line 5. Panta, diao tu, all things. Panta being your nominative plural neuter, third declension adjective. All things through him, diao tu. That's a prepositional phrase. That's dia with the genitive. When dia is used with the genitive, it's translated through. All things through him, agenito, became. It's the word for creation. But notice it is a second aorist middle indicative verb. An aorist verb shows a single act in past time. All things became through him. Kai kolrisau tu, and without him, that is separate from him, became a geneto, not even ude. There's your first adverb. There became not even one thing, hen, which, ho, has become gegonen. So without him, not even one thing was created, showing manner of creation. En auto, prepositional phrase, and with the dative. In him, zoe, first declension noun, life was. Again, the imperfect of a me, showing continuous existence in the past. Kai hei zoe, and the life, ain was, tophos, the light, ton anthropon, of the men. Line 9. Kai and tophos, the light, ente skotia. Prepositional phrase, that's en with the dative. Skotia and te are in the dative case to go with the preposition, translated in the darkness, is shining. Fine, a present active indicative, third person singular verb, showing presently and continuously is shining. Kai he skotia, and the darkness, it, auto, not, u, the negative particle, meaning not, did overtake, kateleben. Kata is over, and laben is an aorist form of lombano. To take over. They could not take him over or overcome him. Egeneto, there became a man, anthropos. By the way, the word egeneto, to show about John the Baptist, that he became, here was a man specially created, genomai. He specially became as a special messenger, designed messenger from God. Egeneto anthropos, there became a man, who had been sent, apestomenos, para theou, from God. Para theou is a prepositional phrase. Para, used with the genitive, is translated from, but not ek theou, from out of, but para theou, from alongside of God, as a special messenger. Onoma, named to him, auto, is John, Ioannes. This one, that is, this man, John, houtos, came, eothen, for a testimony, prepositional phrase, eis marturion. Hina, that, marturese, he might testify, that's hina, the conjunction used with the subjunctive verb, showing purpose, that he might testify, peri tu photos, concerning the light. Peri tu photos is a prepositional phrase. The preposition peri used with the genitive peri is translated concerning. In order that, again, the conjunction hina used with the subjunctive to show purpose. In order that all, there's your third declension adjective, nominative plural, in order that all might believe, there's your subjunctive verb, pistousosin. In order that all might believe, diautu, through him, prepositional phrase showing the agency by which they might believe. Line 15, second word, uk, the particle not. Uk ein, not was that one, ekenos, tophos, the light, but al hina marturese, but that he might testify, again the conjunction hina, used with the subjunctive mood verb, showing possibility or probability, here showing purpose, but that he might testify, peri tu photos, again a prepositional phrase, showing concerning what he's testifying, he's concerning the light. Line 17, ein tophos, he was the light, to alethenon, the true. Alethenon is an adjective describing what kind of light. He is the true, the genuine light. Ho, which, photidze, is enlightening. Again, your third person singular present active indicative verb showing presently and continuously enlightening panta every man anthropon. The adjective panta showing how many men, every man, every human being, erkomenon, coming, the present middle participle showing continuous action. He is enlightening every man who is coming, continuously coming, eis ton kosmon, into the world. Line 19. En to kosmo, in the world he was, ein, kai and ho kosmos, the world, diautu, through him, became egeneto. Again, repeating the fact that he was in the world that he created. But at the end of line 20, kai ho kosmos, and the world, him, auton, uk egno, did not know. They did not know their creator. And bringing it into a clearer, more specific focus, eis ta idia, into his own things. Notice ta'idia is accusative plural neuter. He came into his own things of creation. Eothen shows a one-time act. Kai hoi idioi, and his own people. Him, auton, did not, u, parelebon, receive him. A few lines ago, we saw that they could not overtake him. Katelabon. This is they did not receive him. This is para alongside of and labon, the aorist of Lambano. Not only could they not overtake him, but they did not receive him alongside of them, a special word designating the Messiah. They did not receive him alongside of them as Messiah. Hosoi, as many as, but, de, received, elabon, a one-time act, received him, auton, he gave, edoken, to them, autois, authority, exousion, children of God, technatheu, to become, genestai. Genestai is your second aorist middle infinitive. That is, qualifying statement, tois, dative plural masculine article, to the ones with the verb present active indicative pistuousin, to the ones who are believing presently and continuously, believing eis to onoma autu, into the name of him or into his name, not just in or about his name, but into, showing commitment, direction. Line 26. Hoi, who, uk, not, exhaimaton, out of bloods, ude, now here's your adverb ude, but since it's used with another adverb ude in the same sentence, it's translated neither nor. So, who, not out of bloods, neither ekthalematos sarkos, out of the will of flesh, ude, there's your second adverb, out of ekthalematos andros, out of the will of man, but all from God, ektheu. Notice it's ektheu, from out of God as the source, eganetheson, they were born. Line 28 at verse 14, kai, and, horogos, the word, sarx, flesh, became, ageneto. Again, showing a point in time in history with the second aorist verb. Kai eskenosen, and tabernacled, en hemin, prepositional phrase showing in us, that is amongst us. Kai ethe asamatha, and we beheld the glory, tein doxon, ethe asamatha, showing viewing like a theater. That is the glory of him, autu, glory, doxon, as of an only begotten, monogenus, from the Father, para patros. Again, prepositional phrase, para patros, from alongside of the Father. Full, pleres, of grace, charitos, kai aletheos, and truth. John, Ioannes, is testifying, that is, even as we're reading it, presently and continuously. He is testifying, periautu, concerning him, and has cried, kekrage, something he did in the past, but continues to have effect in the present with the perfect active indicative, saying, legon, this one, hutos, was ein whom hon I said, apon. Ho opiso mu, the one after me. Notice opiso in your text. It is an adverb of place, after or behind. Line 35. Erkomenos, coming, and prosthen mu, before me. We had mentioned to you before that emprosthen is also an adverb, but it is being borrowed and used as a preposition, shows place. Emprosthen mu, a preposition used with the genitive, has become, gegonin. Because, hoti, protos mu, first of me, he was, ein. Kai ek tu pleromatos autu, and prepositional phrase, out of his fullness, we ourselves, intensifying and emphasizing the first person plural, hemes, we ourselves all, pontes, received elabomen, kai and grace, karin, antikaritos. Antikaritos is anti preposition used with the genitive. Grace succeeding grace. Hoti, because, honomos, the law. Through Moses, dia Moseos, Here's dia with the preposition used with the genitive case. Moseos is the genitive of moses that we took in our last lesson under proper names. Was given, edothe, the grace, he charis, kai he aletheia, and the truth, dia Iesu Christu, through Jesus Christ. Notice the prepositional phrase showing agency from which he came. Through Jesus Christ became agenito. God, theon, no one, udes, has seen, heoraken, at any time. Popote, adverb of time. It emphasizes the fact that not at any time has anybody seen him. Ho monogenes huios, the only begotten son, ho on, the one being or existing, eis ton kopon, into the bosom, to paphros, of the father, that one, the far demonstrative, ekenos, exegeseto, declared him. You should review this exercise and go on to lesson 39 and the study of liquid verbs as well as some vocabulary words made up of conjunctions. Then we'll be ready to finish up this course with lesson 40 and the study of the optative mood.